check.
Thanks for coming in today. How you all doing? Good. Thanks for answering. From Cardiff today. Anyone from Wales in the audience? No one? It's from one capital city to another. We're going to start with a set of our new CD, which we got in the post a week ago. We're very happy with that. Our first album took us 2 years to do, and the second one took us about 3 months. So we got a faster at least. We're not going to get out of the corner. This is a set called For Living Down Under. Thank you.
recording this thing down in my monitor, please. I bought this contraption for Ross's birthday, and I don't think things will be the same ever again.
So the first tune there was a tune called Full Moon Down Under. Anyone from Down Under in the audience?
Yeah!
No way.
Yeah, there is. All right, Brett, how's it going, man? Gordon Duncan, if that's a name familiar to anyone. Yeah. Gordon taught both Ross and Ali.
You just say yes to everything.
Okay, end of the gig. So Gordon taught both Ross and Ali the pipes. Ross, or Ali, here is only moonlighting as a guitarist. He also plays pipes in a band called Back of the Moon, or did play pipes in a band called Back of the Moon, now plays pipes in a band called The Old Blind.
That was 10 years ago.
I need to get with the times. Gordon sadly died, and that was a tune that he had written and hadn't named. So when the Gordon Duncan Memorial Trust was started, they decided to raise some money by auctioning a few of these tunes that were found. And the winner of that auction was from Down Under, and got the really lucky task of naming the tune, and decided to call it Full Moon Down Under. The second one's an old one from Scotland called Delina Mackay. And the third tune was a tune that I learned under the name Marching O'Connors. But when it came to recording the CD, I phoned Marching and said, okay, can you tell me about this tune called Marching O'Connors? He said, I've never heard of the tune called Marching O'Connors. He did know the tune, and it's actually it's a tune called Connie from Constantinople. So he didn't make any link as to whether he knew Connie from Constantinople or never in Constantinople. But anyway, rambling over, we're going to play some jigs off the album. Thank you.
We're going to carry on. This is a tune that myself and Jarlath wrote together, and as we were saying with Gordon Duncan, myself and Ali were lucky enough to be taught by Gordon, and Gordon was a great composer, and we thought, me and Jarlath thought we should write him a tune. I said to him, write a tune, we'll write him one. So we wrote a tune called Something for Gordon, and we'll follow on with an Irish jig called There Shall Ween Her. And I heard this from, do you know Tim Eady? Come again. He's from Kent, but he's staying in me and Ali's part of the world now in a place called Dunning. So I heard this on his first album, My Sweet Irish Tune.
Just to let you know as well, just Ross composed the first part of the first tune. I composed the second part, so just to let you know. I'm not asking you to put your hands up afterwards and say which part.
There are scorecards under your seats if you just check.
There's a tick, A, B, just to let you know.
Thank you.
So we're going to give Jarlath a wee break here. And I'm going to play a set. I released a solo album there in September, and I'm going to play a set off it for you, and also let you know that it's for sale. This is a set called Morning After. Thank you.
song now. This is a song which really started out in life as a rock song, as a pop song, I guess. Written by a man from Dublin called Paddy Casey. And I used to sing it on my own and really liked it. So we decided to folk it up a little bit, for want of a better expression. take all your time. Take anything you want. Is anyone that's yet to call? It could not cry for you.
Starting off with a tune by, does anyone know the Peatbog Fairies?
Yes!
There's a fiddle player called Adam Sutherland who used to play with Peatbog Fairies. The wee,
he's the guy,
blonde-haired boy.
He's 35 and he looks like he's 8.
Yeah.
So Adam wrote this great tune called No More Cages. And then following with a tune that actually I wrote for Jarlath that's kind of backfired over the years, and it's called Get Your Hair Cut. I was thinking I have to change it now to Get Your Hair Tied. that's what 8 years and training to get adopted this way.
Darn it. You know, we started this tour off in Spain going, oh, this is a joke.
It's not a joke, but
it's a serious event.
Well, we went for a session. Can I just check if this is what? We went for a tune after our gig in Spain, and we were having a lovely time, and this young girl came up to us, me and Jarlath, outside, and said, I really enjoyed your concert and all this stuff, and it was really nice. And then she said, but I have to leave just now because I'm going to a party. And we were like, that, yes. Where's the party? And she said, no, you can't come, it's for young people. Which I ended up flat on the floor in shock. But I said, I am young. And she turned around and pointed at him and said, but look at his hair.
It's terrible. And I'm about 5 or 6 years younger than Ali as well. But I'm the baby in this band, but I'm in shock. But stress. Bad genes.
Thank you.
Can we do one more set before the half time?
Yeah.
So we do one more set before the half time. Two more.
No more.
No more half time.
No more half time.
So we'll just do this quickly then. It's a set off the new album called Trees. A couple of tunes that I wrote to start with, and then the last one's Jarless. And then we're going to sell some CDs, but we'll do it at the end. We'll come out at the end.
Yeah. That's very presumptuous of you, Russ.
They're all going to buy one, so
yeah.
There's also going to be a raffle.
a new lead
signed by the band.
They make really good necklaces.
Alright. Are you happy, Alan?
Thank you.
tune is it now? Play these all twice as fast because we're running. Thank you.
quite up there on the tour so far, you know, so it's not like we're we're just over halfway.
Yeah! Australia!
I should have said New Zealand.
Actually, the boys are going to New Zealand at the end of the year, and they've decided to leave me at home. So they have a website that you can write in and formally complain. Because I will be.
This is a set of tunes on the new album. It's called Haya. The first tune I wrote for a sound man and tour manager called Tim Matthew, who's from, he lives in Edinburgh. He tours with a band called Loud quite a lot. We did a joint, yeah, you're Loud. Yeah, Loud, great. We did a tour with Loud quite a number of years ago, and it was great. It was really good. On and off stage. But anyway, Tim's great, but he always greets you by saying, "Hiya, pal." So he's such a happy individual. And the second tune, Ross wrote.
The tune. I stopped drinking about 11 months ago. And this is a tune called Fred's Advice, after getting some advice off of Fred Morrison, who has also stopped drinking. And he's a viper. So. I thought I was the best guy to go and see. It's a bit funny, Piper not drinking, but...
I'm going to play these tunes for my big sister, who's in the audience somewhere. Laura, it was her birthday 2 weeks ago today. These are for Laura. She's great. She's an amazing musician, and these are for Laura. Love of those, Laura. These are for you.
Thank you.
we'll carry on now with another set of fast tunes for you to dance to.
Good dancing so far.
Doing well. And the first one is called Jock Rune 17th. It's another tune written by Gordon Duncan. And the middle one is called The Wine Shower, written by Jarlath here, after a night where Ross turned a medieval meat sack into a super soaker and moistened Jarlath to the core. That's the short version. And followed by a tune by Ross called The Dirty Bee, which was about a wasp, not a bee, that stung him in
private place.
Three!
So Ross has ran away to find out how long we've got left because we were both boys and we started late. In the meantime, I'm going to play a tune. Does anyone know what day it is tomorrow?
Saturday.
Apart from Saturday. No? Well, yeah, that's true. It's National Oven Piping Day.
It's my birthday today!
Oh, happy birthday! Well, this solo's for you as well, but anyway, tomorrow's National Oven Piping Day, and I'm going to St. Albans in the morning to teach and play goof on stuff with pipes, so we'll do a solo. I don't know what we'll do yet. Do you know, because of my job in another capacity, 2 weeks ago today, I think I was aware that it was National Mental Health Day, and I said that to someone. I said, do you know what day it is today? And they said, it's National Onesie Day. I'll play a slow air and then go into something faster.
Thank you.
we're going to finish. I wonder if there ever been. You said no. I wonder if there ever been a riot in here. I'm not suggesting. We're going to finish with some unconventional peg tunes. Well, the first few are conventional, the last one's unconventional. The first one's called Jim Tweedy Sea Bakes. The second one's a tune from the Scots Guards book called Ian Rua, Day to Ian, and everything goes downhill and rocky from there. Listen, thanks very much. You never know. If you clap loud enough, they may let us come back on.
We'd like to say Kamash at the sound, he's done a great job tonight.
And thanks to you guys all for coming out. Tomorrow night, if you've got any mates who you think might be into this sort of thing and fancy travelling not too far away, we're doing a gig in Chats Palace in Hackney. So, just, hoping for people to come and see us. Anyway, thanks, and Ali Houghton on guitar, and cheers to you guys for coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause. Yeah.
This is your choice. A song or a tune? A both. I don't know what time to
song. Song.
Song. Right, here, right, let's hear for a tune. One, two, three. For a song?
Yeah!
Song wins?
The song into Kiss the Me as You. I'm telling the Morgans.
This morning, Ali said he was never drinking till January.
I'm going over the hill.
Thank you.